This is Brain Food, insights and discoveries from Northern Arizona. Scientists say droughts and wet periods come and go between ice ages. To understand and predict long-term climate changes, Northern Arizona University Assistant Research Professor Nick McKay examines sediment samples from Arctic lakes.
We lower a big PVC tube down to the bottom of the lake and pound it into the bottom of the lake and pull it up full of mud and ship that back here to Flagstaff and analyze it for a whole variety of things that can tell us different things.
McKay's Arctic research shows the climate has been changing faster in the last 100 years than it naturally has in the past. He says it's also changing in the opposite direction of what scientists would project.
If you look at the long-term trend, it would suggest that the 20th century would have continued to get cooler, or at least stayed about the same as the 19th century and 18th century. And instead, it's become much warmer. In fact, it really stands out as an outlier. Some of the results from a lot of our work in the Arctic is that over the past 2,000 years, even going back further over the past 6,000 years, past 8,000 years, we've been on a general cooling trend. This is what we see throughout the Arctic, is that it's been getting consistently and steadily colder over the past several thousand years.
The most dramatic evidence of climate change McKay has witnessed is the meltback of glaciers in Alaska. He says they've become significantly smaller since the 1970s. This warming trend, he says, can only be explained by the presence of greenhouse gases in the atmosphere. Brain Food is produced by KNAU, Arizona Public Radio. I'm Bonnie Stevens.